I just started receiving a body of information, and then I was out at a shop in Dallas, and they wanted me to teach a class, and I said, well, I'll teach a class in GEMS, and all these people came, and I started collecting more information, and I just started, decided to start teaching these classes in my house, and so then I started selling minerals, and so now I sell a bunch of minerals. I find very rare, hard to find specimens. And
now, what do you do? Put them in your pocket, your purse, and just carry them around with you?
I do sometimes do that. I leave them in my space. I am into power naps. I mean, I would like to start a nonprofit called Citizens for Siesta because I think that we would all be so much more productive.
Well, but this country's based on 9 to 5 generally, huh?
Yeah, not me though. I'm not into that. You know, you can work a lot out in the ethereal planes before you actually take physical action and do that through meditation and stuff. But in like an afternoon nap, in a 20-minute time period, like let's say you were going to have a little power nap, because a power nap is usually about 20 minutes. Most gems and stones, like let's say you put a big piece of rose quartz on your stomach or whatever, and you lay
down. Okay, so wait, hold on now. You take a nap, you put a rose quartz on your stomach.
I'm just using this as an example.
What do you do? Stick it in your belly button or what?
Yeah. Or just lay it on your chest or wherever you feel like you're supposed to lay it.
And how big is the stone? Does that matter?
It doesn't matter.
All right.
The one I'm visualizing as I'm talking to you is about probably the size of a baseball. Maybe not quite that big.
Well, that's a pretty big stone.
Yeah, but you know, you can handle it. And so just like the guy was showing me, and I didn't believe it either. I mean, I'm just saying, you go try this. This is really wild. And maybe you don't feel anything. Some people are more sensitive to energy than others. But what would happen is, what happens with a lot of my students is, you know, you lay down, you just go to sleep, you forget about it. After about 20 minutes, bing, you know, you open your eyes, and you're just ready to go. And what I think it is that, like I said before, that all of the minerals, and it really everything in this universe, even the kitchen sink and the table and everything, are vibrating at different frequencies. And so to me, it's almost like when you introduce the stone or the mineral into the energetic field, it's almost like you're riding the frequency wave of that mineral, and it takes 20 minutes or so for that to happen. And it's almost like people who do energy healing, like your hands, it's like your hands are cool and then they heat up, and it's almost like a bell curve. It comes up to a peak and then it starts to cool off and then it tapers off and then you know you're finished. And it's the same thing with a gem or mineral of any kind. It seems to operate on a bell curve, and I think it's like a frequency wave.
Different stones react differently with different people. I mean, so you said a rose quartz for that. Would something else like a turquoise or something do something else?
Yeah, like, now again, I don't want people to get too attached to my definition because it could do different things for everybody, but rose quartz are good for, ladies like it because it can help reduce wrinkles. It can actually raise your frequency to the point where you actually lose weight, and it opens the heart, so it can be used to alleviate different heart ailments.
No
and it's
way.
Kind of a love stone, you know. And then turquoise, you know, turquoise is one of the most ancient stones on the planet that's been used by so many indigenous cultures. And it's hard for me. I write about turquoise a lot in my books, but I don't really like to pigeonhole it into one particular category. But I like to put it on my solar plexus region. It provides like a really powerful all-over healing support for the whole body.
Can you feel it, Shelley?
Very high frequency.
Can you feel this? You can feel it almost immediately?
I can, because I'm really sensitive to energy, so I'm not saying that you could feel it consciously. A lot of people can, and a lot of people just say, well, I don't feel anything, but it doesn't matter because it's still working.
How did Edgar Cayce figure this out? Did this come to him also in the trance state?
This is all in the trance state. You know, he would tell people, you know, you need to go put a sapphire on, or you need to wear a diamond, and then he always said, because of the vibrations. He always was talking about the vibrations, and that the entity would benefit by introducing these vibrations into their body.
And it's really for real.
I mean, I know, you know, people just don't believe it, but believe me, I was in the same boat. I did not believe this stuff. I just knew that I liked rocks, put around them all the time, whatever.
What if you're really sick? Are you saying these things will help cure you?
I don't want to make, like, complete medical claims, but I can say that energetically, I can talk about a couple of the stones that I have seen really, really profound healing with. There was a client that came in to see me, and he had a severe asthma problem, like a lung problem. Like, he was going, but, I mean, he didn't smoke. And so we were trying to take him back in past life regression, you know, to the source of where this was and where did he make this decision that he was going to have this illness and stuff. And that was working, you know, only so-so. But I sometimes have big gem shows at my house where I just put out all these minerals and it's like a party, and he came to one and he bought a piece of bloodstone, and he takes this bloodstone, and for whatever reason, I think he left a cell phone at the house, so I had to go meet him down the road, and I said, okay, I'll come bring your cell phone. And it was less than 24 hours later, he comes up and he goes, I have got to show you this stone that I just got yesterday. And it was like a round little tumbled rock. But it looked like somebody had gone in there and taken a bite out of it. Like the actual color was gone, and there was just this clear thing in it. And this is actually, there is a picture of a stone like this in my first book, Gemstone Journeys, where I'm actually going to show you a photograph of something like this, where a guy who needed, he needs a kidney transplant, sucked the life force out of a bloodstone. Because bloodstones are very, very powerful.
And it helped him?
It did. It did. I know we're getting ready to wrap, but bloodstones, they think that was a stone under Christ. And so you actually physically take that material into your body, and it heals you.